From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and the U.S. agree to more talks on Syria's future. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some differences on ending the Syrian conflict, with Moscow endorsing a plan for a third round of talks in New York Friday to discuss a political transition. The announcement followed meetings between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow.
We see Syria fundamentally very similarly. We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future. And we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Mr. Lavrov said they agreed to intensify counterterrorism efforts, coordinate more closely on military activity, and work on listing terror organizations. Following Friday's International Syria Support Group meeting, a draft resolution is expected on a transition in Syria. At least three were killed Tuesday as police opened fire on Shia Muslim protesters in the northern Nigerian city Kaduna, demanding the release of their leader taken into military custody Monday. Hundreds demanded the release of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who was detained by the army following weekend clashes with members of his Islamic Movement of Nigeria, in which dozens were reported killed in the city of Zaria. Meanwhile, Iran has condemned the army's crackdown, the parliament in Tehran Tuesday calling for an investigation into the deaths, while the foreign ministry summoned the top Nigerian diplomat to lodge a protest over the killings. Members of the Muslim sect claim up to 1,000 may have been killed. The violence followed the blocking of a highway by the Muslim group, who reportedly stoned the convoy of the Nigerian army chief. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, presented his final report on the matter.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009. Nor has the agency found any credible indications of the diversion of nuclear material in connection with the possible military dimensions to Iran's nuclear program.
He said the conclusion was Iran carried out activities related to developing a nuclear explosive device mostly before 2003. Meanwhile, UN experts concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October, a move that could lead to sanctions. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said it's a matter that prompted Washington to join Britain, France, and Germany in asking the Security Council Sanctions Committee to investigate.
It should be quite clear that this is something that we've been concerned about for a while, and we consider this to be a serious matter that undermines regional stability. And that's precisely why the United States has raised this issue and pressed it so aggressively before the Security Council.
A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles. UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at finding a settlement to the conflict in Yemen opened Tuesday in Geneva, even as a week-long ceasefire went into effect. But Shia Houthi rebels are accused of violating the truce by attacking pro-government forces in eastern Marib province, killing 15, wounding more than 20. The UN Security Council Tuesday voted to boost the peacekeeping mission to South Sudan on the second anniversary of the outbreak of hostilities in a renewed effort to shore up a fragile peace agreement, the council sending 500 troops and 600 additional police to bolster the presence to some 15,000. Meanwhile, the U.S. Tuesday announced another $173 million in emergency food aid to South Sudan. John Kirby, a U.S. spokesman.
This new assistance will provide more than 85,000 tons of emergency food assistance and will serve nearly 2.5 million South Sudanese facing severe life-threatening hunger, as well as refugees in South Sudan.
Despite the August peace agreement, the fighting between government of President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar continues, with rights groups and UN officials reporting ongoing atrocities on both sides. The signing of a UN-mediated agreement on a national unity government in Libya has been delayed to Thursday in Morocco. Members of the rival parliaments met Tuesday in Malta and reportedly will meet again Wednesday in Morocco to finalize details. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.